welcome to Choice Tunes. I'm Alan Collier. I've been here the last couple of hours, but we know what Choice Tunes is all about. We invite somebody in, or in this case, we've got a couple that are involved in the community, whether it be at a community group or as a business. And the idea is for you to get to know a little bit more about these people, where they've been along their life, and then to talk about what they're doing at the moment. And it's my pleasure to have with me Lyndall Hall and Ashley Hall. Now, you might not know the name necessarily, but a lot of you will know over 12 months ago I had Andrew McMath in, and Andrew McMath ran a very successful real estate agency up in Yarra Junction. Andrew decided to retire, and Lyndall's his daughter, and Ashley's his son-in-law. So welcome to the two of you.
Welcome. Hi.
And you don't have to be nervous. And we're going to try and find out a little bit about what brought you two people to this position in your life. So first of all, I must apologise to the listeners if they hear it's a little bit distant. And our other studio, and we will have them again, we normally have two guest microphones. Unfortunately, we've only got one. But as they're a married couple, they can just about sit on each other's lap and tell us what went. Lyndall, I guess probably we've heard a little bit about your life only because of Andrew. So just tell us where you were born and where you were brought up, please, Lyndall.
I was born in Carlton at the Royal Women's Hospital.
Yep.
Mum and Dad always lived locally. We grew up in Launching Place.
That's why I'm surprised we were born in Carlton. I thought you were going to see someone here.
No. My sister was born in Box Hill, but I was born in Carlton. And we probably moved quite regularly during my childhood, but Mum and Dad always kept us around Launching Place.
They were always around that area, weren't they?
Yeah.
So you went to school. We don't worry about school and uni and that, because everybody goes to school or uni. So what was your first part-time job? Was it at school or after you'd left school?
No, my first part-time job was probably when I was about 14. My dad was working in a real estate company in Emerald. I think it was Emerald Co-op from memory. Yep. And they also had a hardware business which was attached. Dad had the real estate business at the front and there was a hardware business at the back.
Which is still there.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And I used to go over and help Dad on the school holidays.
Yep.
And I got to know the people in the hardware and they offered me a part-time job.
Yep.
So I would go over there on a Saturday with Dad, and I worked in the saddlery department.
Oh, right.
In the hardware there.
So then what was your first full-time job?
So my first full-time job. Well, I worked with my parents in the middle too, and my mum had a kiosk, which I worked at after school.
Yeah.
And that taught you how to work pretty hard.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to do law. That was my passion,
right,
in high school.
Any particular branch of the law?
No, not really. That was just what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I ended up working for Paul Seddon. He was a solicitor in Yarra Junction. My dad saw that job advertised when things used to be advertised in the paper.
So your father pushed you in there.
And I started working there with another local lady, Rosanne Mason. And we worked in the conveyancing department.
Oh, right. So then how did you... Well, first of all, no, we'll stop there. The first song is going to be Hey Mickey by Tony Basil. Why did you pick that one?
Well, you said not to talk about school, but that goes back... I guess that goes back to my childhood. And I went to... Even though we moved around a lot, we always went to Launching Place Primary School. And it just brings back happy memories of, you know, childhood friends and just having fun.
Let's listen to it.
Oh,
I'm talking to Ashley and Lyndall Hall, who are involved in real estate with the professionals down at Yarra Junction, and I think also Warburton. But we're talking about their life leading up to that, and we're talking to Lyndall at the moment. So, Lyndall, you're in conveyancing, working for a law organisation. What made you decide you'd get involved with real estate? Was it your dad, or you just decided you wanted to be in real estate?
No, I don't think I ever really... That wasn't what I was... My future plan was. It was just circumstances. Dad was reopening a business in Warialik. We'd just bought a business from Chris Thomas, who still is an insurance agent in Warburton. And, yeah, Dad bought the business and...
That was just up from our old radio station, wasn't it, up on the corner?
Yes. And I was just about to turn 21 and I just thought, well, let's do this with my dad.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, we need to talk to you now because you're the other part of the team. First of all, where were you born?
I was born at Box Hill Hospital. My family at the time were living in Vermont. We had an apple orchard there.
Yep. So you wouldn't have an orchard there now, would you?
Well, the property was sold to the government to build the what's now EastLink.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So how long... So you were there sort of all your growing years?
No, because we were forcibly sold the property... came through in the 60s and we moved in 74, so I was two.
Where did you go then?
And we'd bought another property in Gladysdale which became an orchard. So we lived in a shed for a couple of years and then built a house and moved. So I've got memories of showering, you know, outside and it was fairly tough. But then my brother came along and so we moved into a rental house, which was actually in the property next door.
So how long were you there, or did you grow up there?
So, yeah, my family, I grew up on the orchard, and I know you're going to ask me what my first job was.
Well,
I'm sure that you could work that out. Part-time, full-time, paid, unpaid, all of that.
So that's you basically went from school, well, part-time job, probably while you're at school, and after that you went on the orchard full time.
Yeah, so I was going to do year 12, and then I always said, well, I'm going to go and work at the orchard anyway. So I left at the end of year 11, went straight to work, and that's where I thought I would be till I retired. But so things changed.
What changed to make you not do that?
Well, my it was a family business, so it wasn't just my father's. It was my father's, my uncle's, and my cousin was involved, and it was just my father wanted us either to buy the business, and it was just something that we just decided. My father said, you know, oh, there's no future in being a farmer. It's getting tougher and tougher, especially like to share it between two families. You know, one family would probably be okay, but two. So I didn't know what I was going to do.
Well, that's my next question. Why, out of all the jobs that you could have taken on, why did you select real estate?
Well, I actually didn't plan on it. I actually went and did some landscape gardening for a while. And then I worked really, really hard, but I found it tough working for a boss where I'd been a family where you worked hard and you worked for the family.
Yep.
But then, you know, where I was working for someone else and every time the bosses would turn their back, everyone else would just be standing around and doing, you know, I'm not saying that that's what everyone does, but I should. So I found that tough and I was talking to Andrew, my father-in-law, and he said, oh, well, you know, you're a hard worker. I think you'd look okay in a suit. You know, you know lots of people locally. Why don't you give real estate a try? And I said, no, real estate's not for me. I'm not a salesperson. I'm just a farmer.
Yeah.
You know? But as it's turned out, it's been quite a good idea.
I've got to say, and I'm not talking behind your back, and I'm not putting you down in any way at all. But I think Andrew was a gutsy man because, you know, you employ somebody, and particularly when they haven't been in that field, and if they don't pan out, you can always say go. But when it's your son-in-law, like, it brings a whole lot of other sort of issues in, doesn't it?
That definitely was mentioned at the time, and you know. But I said, well, give it a try. I'm not, you know, if it doesn't work out, I'll go back to doing, you know, what I love, being outdoors. But, you know, one thing, you know, I did realise quickly with real estate, a lot of it is outdoors. You're not stuck in an office. You're not tied to a computer.
Yep. So. All right. So we've got the flame, trees, coal, chisel. Why did you pick that, Andrew?
I get called Andrew a lot, so I don't get offended. you asked me what the first CD I ever bought. I bought the radio songs. Cold Chisel was the best of. It was just as we'd just bought a new CD player, so it was just.
Let's listen to it.
Nothing.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 27 minutes past two and storms hugging on 10 degrees. I think we're going to be struggling to get any more. Anyway, we're talking to Lyndall and Ashley Hall, and they're in the real estate business, and they took over Andrew McMath's business, and we'll talk about that a bit further. First of all, where did the two of you meet?
Well, originally we met at school. We were there together in year seven, but Lyndall left the school only after a few months and went to a school down in Mount Evelyn. Yeah. But then as we were growing up, we grew up around the same area. So through our probably late teens, early 20s, people, you know, we knew it, friends, and, you know, so we...
just overlapped.
Somehow.
Right, because obviously Ashley, you weren't in real estate working for Andrew prior to meeting Linda Wee. You were already a married couple with children by the time you got involved with real estate.
That's right. We'd been married probably about 5 years, I'd say, before I went into real estate.
All right. We've got Disarm by the Smashing Pumpkins. Ash, why?
When I was younger, I loved the grunge music of Smashing Pumpkins and Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all of those things. That was kind of the music through the early 90s. And I think that Disarm's just a really nice song. So.
Let's listen to it.
Inside of me, inside your part of you.
So first of all, Linda, I ask everybody the same question. I ask Andrew and I think every guest, what was your first car?
That was a bright yellow Gemini. And when we used to drive down the road, it had this awful squeak. I think it was a ball bearing or something.
Because your dad was a mechanic.
It was in the front left tyre from memory, and you could hear me coming from a mile away.
And Andrew didn't fix it. I thought he was a mechanic. I thought he would have done it.
He was a panel beater.
That's right, I had the wrong side. What about you, Ashley? What was the first car you bought?
I was lucky because I left school at the end of year 11. Like, I worked for a full year before I got my license, so I was actually able to pay cash for quite a fancy car at the time, a nice XF Falcon.
They're a nice car.
Yeah, it was a nice car. It was, yeah,
terrific. All right, Delight, Groove Is In The Heart. Who picked that and why? Lyndall did.
I picked that. I think you asked me about Hey Mickey before. That was sort of like my childhood, and Groove Is In The Heart is probably about being a young adult and just having fun with my sister and our friends and going out to parties.
Because you have a sister, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And the interview isn't about your sister, but she never went into real estate, did she?
No, she is. She's a very special part of our business. So my sister's name's Kristen. She lives in Ringwood with her family. She never went into real estate as such, but when I went into real estate, she went into real estate photography.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. So she worked for ABC Photo Signs. So she would run around the country taking photos of all different houses and working her way out with the Melways and things that I could never do. And I remember we used to go to horse shows as well, and she would take photos of people eventing and competing. So she's pretty brave. So she's now our full-time real estate photographer. She has been for a long time. And recently, Kristen and I have also started staging properties where we go in and, just bring in extra props make...
And you change the furniture.
Yeah, we don't go that far, but we've started with pictures and throws and cushions and just making things nice.
All right, let's listen to Delight.
Got it. where you won't know. Delightful, true as delightful. Like making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes me some moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hope of a rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, blowing with electric eyes. Addicted to the vibe, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is the key. Get witty, witty, can't think witty, witty. Stomp on the street when I hear a funk beat. You play pop, 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 follow what you shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
Come on, Auntie. Y'all are crazy.
Not sure what that was at the end, but anyway. All right, I'm interviewing both Lyndall and Ashley Hall. Lyndall, I'll ask you first. Now, we're not delving into this deeply, but somewhere along the line, Andrew decided he wanted to retire. You're in the business, and so is Ashley, and at some stage, he either called you into his office and said, I'm thinking I'm going to retire, or you're at a family dinner, invited you around and said, I'm going to retire. What was your first impression? Was it a case of, oh, beaut, now we're going to get an opportunity to run a business? Was it because at this stage you were still a fairly young lady with young children, or was it a case of saying, oh, what are we going to do now? Absolute first impression.
I guess, for me, it was just fulfilling my destiny. That might sound a bit silly.
No.
It was just what always was meant to be.
Was it? What about you, Ashley?
Because I'd come from a family business, you know, owning a business was something that would come naturally. So, yeah, I think it was time. Like, Andrew was starting to, you know, spend more time away from the business, and Lyndall and I had some ideas and things that we thought the business needed to grow, and I think it was a very good time for both of those things.
So at no time you sort of stood back and thought, oh God, this, the whole world's falling in. But particularly, and I ask that because a lot of us have worked with big companies and been taken over, and our biggest problem was, are we going to keep our jobs? But in this case, with a young family, you've got to go out on uncharted waters with a business. So at no stage did you have any intrepidation? You were both just happy to go along?
I think we had a little bit of trepidation because it's change.
Yep.
But we're both go-getters, and you just get on with it. When I look back now, we had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, that's why I brought the question. It's with a young mum with young children, I would have thought it was fairly daunting.
Not daunting. I just knew I had to work hard.
We were in a position where we were basically not running the place, but we'd already taken that step forward. So it was probably time for Judy and Andrew to then move on. And Andrew stayed around and worked for us for a long time, or with us for a long time. And he's still a mentor now if we need things. So.
It's just that there's a big difference between somebody running their own business where they're risking their money, as opposed where you're risking Andrew's money if something goes wrong. You know? All right, now, and that's the only reason. Nick Cave, Into My Arms. Why? I could have a guess. You tell me why this is picked.
This song, back just before we got married, Lyndall and I spent 6 weeks travelling around Tasmania in a combi van, and we had the Triple J Hottest 100 CD, and it just kept going over and over, and this was one of the songs, and you know, we got married and this was the song we chose as our wedding song.
Sounds great. Talking to Ashley and Lyndall Hall. Ashley, I want to talk to you just for a jiff. I don't want to identify anybody, and I don't want to identify any problems, any property, not problems, any property. What would you say was the most satisfying sale to you? Now, it doesn't have to be the biggest sale. It might have been a sale where you didn't think you're ever going to sell this property, but you're put a huge amount of works in and sold. Do you have any one sale that sticks out in your memory?
There's so many over the years, and they all have different memories. What one's a very special one?
Maybe.
I think sometimes it's just like real estate can be quite an emotional thing for some people, and sometimes it's people who are very struggling financial, or there's been a death in the family or something like that. And I think it's just helping people when they really need it out, and you get them such a good result. I think that's the time when you think you've done a good job there.
Yeah. So. Have you, what would you say was the value of the biggest sale you've ever made?
It's probably somewhere around $2.5 million. I think that's probably, around, you know, there's been a couple sort of two plus, but most sales in the area are under $1 million. So, you know, anything over $1 million's a big sale for us. But yeah, there's been a few that.
And when you're talking over $2 million, you're really talking a lot of
money. Yes, that's right.
Righto, Ricky Martin, living, why have we picked that one?
Oh, that's a good memory for us, because we just after we got married, we didn't go on a honeymoon, or we went on a honeymoon straight away, but then a few months later we went to Europe, and then we spent, and everywhere we went, this song was on. It was just huge at the time. So
let's listen to it.
Black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition. That girl's gonna make me fall. She's in some new sensations. New kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside inside out, she's living the vida loca. She'll push and pull you down, living the vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's a color mocha. She will wear you out, living the vida loca. The New York City, in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She wants to slip me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Won't you let her taste the burn? You'll never be the same. It should make you go insane. Upside inside out, living the vida loca.
Ashley, this might be a bit of an unfair question to ask you, because I know you're going to say there are a million different things that come into place, but what do you think the future of pricing is going to be in, say, the next 5 years? Are we going to, when I know that there's a bit of hesitancy at the moment because of no one knows where the interest rates are going to stop, do you think it will come out of the blocks then and take off, or do you think we're in fairly steady for a while?
So the last 12 months, things have definitely been down from where they were at the heady heights of, you know, during yep. COVID and coming out of that.
Yep.
But the last 2 months, 3 months, things have actually picked right back up again because there's a lack of properties out there for sale. So there's about 30% less for sale at the moment nationwide. So real estate's actually having a little bit of a spurt. I think it will just depend supply and demand, you know, the economy and the jobless rate.
Just short term, do you think there's many that are going to deal, when I say fall over, that there are going to be a few come on the market of people who just can't afford to keep their house?
That will depend on jobs, people keeping their jobs. I think interest rates have, you know, some people have bitten off a little bit more than they can chew. The investors, the people who've borrowed for an investment property, I think they're the ones who are probably going to hurt the most, because the rents, even though rents have gone up quite a lot, they haven't got up as much as what the interest rates have pushed the repayments.
All right. Unfortunately, we've got to go. First of all, let me say thank you to the two of you for taking part of Choice Tunes. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I know we've enjoyed the two of you being here. We're really grateful you came in. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. So thanks for that. Hall & Oates, you make my dream. Why?
This one's for my daughter, Lily. We have three beautiful children, but Lily and I rock around the kitchen to this one.
Let's go. Thank you.